Kia ora mai anō rā, e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki tō tātou taonga te reo i rirangi Māori o te hikua teika. Hoi nō rā e tātou mā kei runga i te waia kōrero i tēnei wā tō tātou manuhiri. Hei kōrero mō tau a kaupapa i whāriki hia i te mutunga mai o te haura. Kwa taha ake, hoi nō rā e tātou mā kumalān ruka kei runga i te waia kōrero ki te kōrero e pā ana ki te tahi rāhui tuna e wawa tāna e tahi o ngā hapu o whāngārei ki te haka tūria ki te awa o Wairua. No reira mai tāwhiri a ki tātou ki te waa kōrero ki te pōhiri aia. Kia ora Milan, how are you this afternoon?
Kia ora Daphne, kapoi, thank you.
So just before we get into our kōrero, can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in te tai tokerau?
Ko Mullen Rokorahau, Whatatiri te manga, Wairua manga kāhia, te awa, wai hapu, tiri roi, te parawhau te mahiri hiri ki Whatatiri.
Ai, tēnā koe, tēnā koe. So, a couple of weeks ago, I seen a bit of kōrero on Facebook and articles by Radio NZ about a possible rāhui to be set up in the awa in Whangarei. And I think it's a beautiful kaupapa led by hapu in terms of kaitiakitanga. No reira, can you just give us a little bit of kōrero about why yous are looking at establishing a rāhui roto I ngā awa for our tuna?
Well, Daphne, it's been a long journey, long aspiration of our hapu out at Porotī there. You know, for to kaitiaki our manaaki, our tuna, is, you know, many hapu say in the Hikarangi region and the Wairua catchment, Mangakaia also, you know, our tuna resource is severely depleting. And for two reasons or three reasons, you know, water quality, loss of habitat, and commercial fishing. And we got our hapu management plan signed, you know, through all of the various government agencies and the Runanga, Ngāpuhi, that's our hapu management plan, and that was near 4 years ago now, and within it we say we wanted to conduct a tuna survey within our rohi awa, and we've achieved that finally. It's been a long journey. Getting permits and, you know, you can't touch the eels without getting the proper paperwork. Well, we didn't need that, you know, late 70s.
Awesome. So, it's awesome that the hapu and whangarei have led such a kaupapa, especially in kaitiakitanga. And if we look at some of the stories of our tūpuna and our kaitiaki and our awa, the tuna was a big kaitiaki for us, and in turn now it's gone to a stage where we have to become the kaitiaki for these tuna. I seen a wāhanga there where yous went out to the awa, caught a couple of eels and had a whakanoa session and named those tuna. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about why you did that kaupapa?
Yes, well, with our big tuna pakeheke, you know, many of them are 60 to 90 years old, in our estimation. And, of course, they're our grandmothers, you know, our whaia tuna. And so ours, of course, is a catch-and-release survey. We set our hinaki and we, you know, and late in the afternoon, 10 of them. We actually set more than 70, I think our figure was, and over some 18 days. And where we caught big ones, the few that we did catch, in remote places, mainly in Māori, you know, land whenua areas, we caught them, we handled them, we measured them, identified, of course, they're all long fin, and then we named them, and then we let them go. And two in particular... we had in one area near our marae, we named Erenui, and the other one, I'm trying to remember, we had several names. We all took turns each at naming them, but one of them was Erenui, and we filmed her, you know, measuring her and then releasing her. It's really a privilege, too, you know, to handle these tuna. They would have you know, been well aware of our other old people, you know, going up and down the hour there.
Aye.
Knowing that they were there and, you know, it's a privilege to handle such things.
And that reminds me of the beautiful hununga that us tangata whenua have with our whenua, our awa, wai Māori, and even our kaitiaki tuna in the awa, you know. And I actually, just last week, and what actually made me remember this kōrero was that my friend went down to Rotorua. They have an awa down there that is protected by hapū. And inside that awa, you can just go to the side and tap the rocks, and then I don't know what you call a group of tuna, but there was like at least 40 of them that came to the surface. And, you know, they did it. They weren't worried about getting eaten or anything like that, and you could tell. And that's such a beautiful thing to see. And I hope that is what ends up happening in Wairua Awa I roto o Whangarei. So, as you mentioned, this has been a process of over 4 years. And so has the hapū established a rāhui on the awa at the moment?
No, not as yet.
Mm.
We're very fortunate to have a funder, Reconnecting Northland, and IKHMG, that's the Integrated Harbour Management Group, who are part of Te Uiri Ahau down in the Kaipara. And so, of course, they have a vested interest, you know, in the tuna, the life cycle of tuna. So do we, together, they have to come up the Kaipara, you know, get into the Hikarangi Swamp and all the other little puna and, you know, on that journey. And then carry out their life cycle and go back, you know, to the Tongan trenches when they migrate. So, we're very fortunate to have them involved with us. Our next step now is to really, we've submitted our survey results to them, but then the next step is to our funders, rather. Our next step is to hui a hapū in regards to the results and our recommendations. And our team, on the survey team, we will recommend rāhui, at least within our rohi awa. As you know, tikanga must prevail.
Aye.
We can only be concerned about our part, you know, of the river. And but, you know, we're hoping that others, and we know other hapū share the same concern. You know, once, you know, tuna are also a commodity of our trading days, you know. Trade tuna, you know, freshwater tuna for pātiki, all of those sort of things. Watercress out, porta tea is a commodity that we always, you know, would take out to the coast, you know. Get saltwater fish, of course, and our tuna are no exception, but, you know, always with, you know, sustainability.
Aye.
And to manaaki them is always our first priority, and that is our priority here.
Aye, Dad.
But what we've got this commercial industry that are hugely plundering our resources, you know, with no consideration for conservation.
I was just going to mention something about that and how you highlighted that preservation is one of our main goals as tangata whenua, whereas when we look at commercial eelers, they're the main benefit for them is profit. And that's the difference between, I think, you know, hakaaro Māori and hakaaro Pākehā. And that's really where you see that at the end of the day, it's all for pūtea. And then I think it is a great kaupapa for hapū to establish rāhui in the awa too. Preserve our taonga. And even though, you know, you have these people coming at you from all these different angles saying, hey, you can't do this, this is how I make my money, well, at the end of the day, if you keep on doing this, we're going to end up with no taonga in our awa, you know. And so it's a beautiful kaupapa that you have down in Whangarei at the moment. Hoi nō rā e Milan. Nei rā te mihi kia koe I whai wā ki te kōrero kia tātou. But do you have any final kōrero for our listeners here in Te Hiku a Te Ika?
Just for other hapū to consider, you know, surveys within their own rohi, and to see what sort of a plan we can come up, you know, together. Just given our position and our short area of Rohiawa. You know, we've got literally hundreds of kilometres in the other with the catchment centre that hook up to the same area as ours. So, you know, we can't work on our own, and so hoping to, you know, mahi tahi with all our other hapu. And hapu katoa and Pai Tokorau, you know, because they are being depleted.
Tēnā koe. I thoroughly enjoyed having a kōrero with you, and I hope the outcome for the hapu and whangarei actually is a great one in terms of preservation for our tuna. Hoi nō rā, I look forward to having another kōrero with you after your guys' hapu hui, if you will allow to have another kōrero with us. Engari, me tukuna I a koe. Kia pai te roa ngā ki o tō rā ne.
Ka pai te kōrero, definitely.
Ka tia ki rā i tātou mā koe, a ko te reo kōrero o Milan Ruka mo tēnei o ngā kaupapa. I roto i te awa o Wairua, i roto o te whanga o Reipai, hoi nō rā i tātou mā. Me haka iri ngā kōrero i konei mo tēnei wā, mautonu mai koutou katoa ki te reo, taumata o te motu.